Well, I appreciated that song today. Did you catch that there was more to it than just us holding on to the Lord? Did you get the other part of that? It said that He was holding on to us too. Sometimes I think we can start feeling like it's all up to us. This whole experience is all in our hands. But it's not. The Lord is holding on to us too. As we hold on to Him, He holds on to us. And on top of that, He gives us strength and power and help to hold on to Him. So He gives us kind of an extra support because He doesn't want to lose us. Thank the Lord. I'd like to write the title on the board this morning. I'd like to read out of the 6th chapter of Mark, starting at the 34th verse. My prayer is this morning that the Lord would take the few loaves and fishes that I have and be able to take them and bless them, so that the result will be that it will fill the need of the moment, of the hour. Because I don't have it on my own. I don't ever have it on my own. Very dependent on the Lord to be with us. So, pray for me, if you will. Mark 6 and 34 says, "And Jesus, when He came out, He saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, His disciples came unto Him and said, 'This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.' And He answered and said unto them, 'Give ye them to eat.' And they said unto Him, 'Well, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?' And He saith unto them, 'How many loaves have ye? Go and see.' And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And He commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. They sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. A lot of people. And when He had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, break the loaves, gave them to His disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided He among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. I believe that the story that was just read is not just a story that is historical information for us to read and wonder at and say, "Wow, that was an amazing story." I believe this story is in here for my edification and for your edification and instruction. So I want to get out of it what the Lord has for us. I've written on the board, "You," underline "you," "give them to eat," taken from verse 37. We started out and it said that Jesus came out and He saw much people. Translated, He saw multitudes of people. And it said that He was moved with compassion. So He came out and the Lord was actually trying to get away to a place by himself, but he came out and he saw all of these people, multitudes, people from all backgrounds, people of all types. No doubt there were people there that maybe you'd be glad to have as your neighbor. There's probably some people there too, since it was multitudes of people that you would just as soon not have as your neighbor. There were probably people there that were morally good people. There were probably people there that were not morally good people. There were people there that no doubt worked hard and were diligent and stewards of what they had and made good decisions and were enjoying the consequences of those good decisions. And no doubt there were many people there that had made many poor decisions and were living with the consequences of those decisions. Perhaps people that we would look upon and say, yeah, they built their nests, now it's theirs to live in. But this says that when Jesus saw the multitudes, when he saw all of them, he was moved with compassion. Said that he looked upon them and said they were sheep, as those having not a shepherd. And I take special notice that it said that Jesus was moved with compassion. It didn't say he felt sorry for them. It said he was moved with compassion. And to me, that speaks of, and the passage bears out, the Lord was moved to action. The Lord had compassion in such a way that it caused him to move towards those that were in need. He moved towards them in a way that resulted in him imparting unto them. Well, in time, the disciples, they came and they said, "Master, this is a desert place that we're in." And in the 35th verse, the time was far spent. And the disciples came and said, "It's a desert place, and the time is far past. Master, you know, dinner time has come and gone, and we're hungry." I'm adding a little bit to it. Allow me. "We're hungry. These people out here are no doubt hungry. And we're in a desert place. There is nothing here to feed these people." And did you catch what then they told the Lord? They said, "Lord, Master, send them away, that they may go, into the country round about, and that they can buy themselves bread." "Lord, send them. Lord, send them somewhere besides here, because we sure as well don't have what they need. We sure as well don't have what this multitude of people require to be filled. Lord, send them to go somewhere else." And I don't put this on the disciples. I'm thinking about myself and humanity. And you know that sometimes we can look on the great needs that people have, and we can recognize that they're in a desert place. And sometimes as human beings, we can say, "Yeah, they should have thought about this before they came to this desert place. They should have thought about the decisions that they were making. Those folks out there, they should have anticipated that if they were going to make those kind of decisions, they were going to end up at a place like this, and they were going to be hungry, and that they're going to be in need, and there's not going to be people there that's going to be able to meet their need. This is on them. They need to go somewhere where they can get for themselves something to meet the need of the hour." Are you following me so far? This is what the scripture says in this account. But then Jesus said something that no doubt startled and dumbfounded the disciples in verse 37. He said, "You give them something to eat." What? Did you just hear what he said? John, did you hear what Jesus just said? Did he say what I think he just said? Peter, did you hear that? Did he mean what I think he meant? Did he just tell us that we should give them something to eat? He didn't say here, "Why don't you all depart, go get, and then come back." And the Lord also didn't say, "Disciples, there's a real lesson in this, and I want you to be able to get a hold of this lesson. You see this great multitude, and you don't have what they need? You all ought to go live life and gain some things for yourself so that the next time you come upon a situation like this, you'll have something better to impart to them." He didn't say that either. He told them, give to them and gather up what you can right now in the present and in the moment and give them something to eat. You see, he wasn't asking them to give them something that was outside of what they had. Get a hold of that this morning. He did not ask them to give something they didn't have. And he also didn't say, "You all make sure that when you're done, they're filled." He didn't say that either. All he said was, "Gather up what you have and you give them to eat." I don't need you to increase your ability for this ministry that I have for you now and in the present. Now, maybe there's some other things later in life that I'm preparing you for that maybe you're not ready for yet. But today, at this hour, at this moment, with this need that is here, that I'm calling you today, I'm just asking for you to give what you have. Well, in this case, they didn't have very much. They had, I hope you're thinking spiritually with me, we're talking about more than loaves and fishes and a multitude on the side of the hill. Do you remember the story of the talents where Jesus said he gave to one talent, he gave another two, and another five? This was like less than one talent of food. How many people did it say was there? 5,000 men. You think there's just 5,000? How many do you think were there?
Well, other account says 5,000 men besides women and children, so it could have been at least double that.
Could have been at least double. I have an idea that the little boy that gave his two fish, that's what these are, these are fish. And these are loaves. Now, I've read that likely the loaves, they weren't like nice big loaves that our wives make for us. This was a young boy, and his mother had packed his lunch, and it said they were probably small little round flat type cakes. That's what maybe that was the case. But if it was for his lunch, they weren't going to be nice big loaves of bread like we're hoping to eat sometime in the next couple weeks. And the fish probably weren't this big. And there was 5,000 people. And the Lord said, "Go get what you have. We're going to feed these people." And so they found five loaves and they had two fishes. How many men did you say there was? 5,000. So if there's 5,000 men, we'll just forget about the other numbers for a minute. If there was 5,000 men, is what it said, and there were five loaves, then that means one loaf, one little piece of bread would have to feed 1,000 men. Am I doing my math right? Five loaves, 5,000 men. So if they broke this loaf in two, now you've got a little piece, and this is bigger than the boy had in his lunch bag. You have this little piece and this little piece. That serves two. But I need to get to 1,000. I've got 4 now. I'm going to be here a little while. Now I've got a few more. But I'm not even at 20 yet. And I still got to get 1,000 out of this. And the fish, there's, 60% less fish number-wise than there is loaves. So these are going to be really small pieces. I don't know, maybe we should cut this in some more pieces. I don't think I'm even at 1,000 yet. So we gotta keep breaking it up. I don't think I'm at 1,000 yet. That's not very much food. But that's what the Lord asked for. And you know what? When they brought this to Jesus, he was satisfied with it. That's what he asked for. And that's all he needed. This is all he needed. But what do we do? What do we do when we see this? What do we do when the thought comes across our mind and our heart in a given day? You give them to eat. You help meet the need of the moment. You know what we do? I'll speak for myself. You know what I do? You know what I can be sure enough tempted to do? Lord, I'd be willing to do it if I had what I needed to have on hand to meet the need of the hour. But I don't have what's needed here. This is something bigger than what I have to offer. This right here. And it may be that we really would give if we thought we had it. But we look at this, and so we withhold. And I want to say this too. This goes for our own lives, folks. Sometimes we feel like, Lord, I only have a tail of a fish of faith. Not a lot of meat to it, Lord. That's all I have. I just a little bit of faith. I don't have. And Lord, this thing that I'm facing looks like requires a lot of fish of faith. You follow me? And the Lord says, "Bring me what you have. Just bring me the tail. Is that what you have? Is a tail of faith, and that's all you have?" The Lord says, "Bring that to me. I'm not asking you to bring me what you don't have. I'm just asking you to bring me what you do have." But because we're human, many times in life, we look at this and we say, that makes absolutely no sense. It can't meet the need of the hour. I would be embarrassed and ashamed to even pull this out of my bag. Lord, you must be looking for somebody else. And so we withhold. And as a result, many, many people unnecessarily go without. Because oftentimes many withhold a little. Which if that little would all be given, it would be many. But more to the point, we withhold because it doesn't look like it's enough. And we don't allow the Lord to give the increase. Because we look at it through our eyes. We We view it in terms of what can I do and how does this make sense? But the Lord doesn't look at it that way. And He's not limited by what we are limited by. He just says, just go gather up what you have. You don't have to run to town. You don't have to live more life and then come back to me. Because today is what we have. The moment is what's been given to us. And so the Lord is just saying, bring me what you have. I think a question for us this morning is that while Jesus awaits behind that door of faith that we need to pass through, of willingness and faith and trust, are we willing to pass through that door? Or are we way too ready to have all kinds of justifiable reasons why we should withhold? What is our practice in life as individuals? What is your practice? Do you tend to withhold when it looks like you just have a peace? When much is needed? Jesus says, bring to me what you have. Come place it in my hands. And when he had taken, verse 41, Jesus had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes in his hands. Now, they brought what they had and they gave it and allowed the Lord now to have it in his hands. He looked up to heaven and blessed. And he broke the loaves and gave to the disciples. And what happened? The 42nd verse said, they all did eat. And what else did it say? Filled? I mean, maybe somebody could figure out how to mathematically piece this out so everybody has a crumb. But that says that they were filled. I believe this morning that Jesus has a message for us. That often when we see what appears to be a greater need than what we have on hand to meet, those times when we're apt to say what the disciples said here and say, well, they need, those people out there with that need, they need to go somewhere else. Get for themselves. They need to go somewhere different from what I have to offer to somebody that can give them and help meet the need of the hour. I believe more often than not, the message that Jesus is saying to us is, you give them. Who give them to you? No, not always. The Lord doesn't always ask us to do and insert ourselves with every single need that we pass by. But I believe more often than what sometimes we would even like to acknowledge, the Lord is saying, you give them to eat. But we don't hear and we don't respond because we believe the need is greater than what we have. And we close our ears to those things that seem so far outside of our reach. And we move on. The question this morning is, are we willing? Are you willing to bring your 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Are you willing? Are you willing to offer up a tail of a fish? Say, Lord, it's just bones and not a lot of meat on it. Are we willing? We willing to cast our bread upon the water and allow the Lord to give the increase? Isn't that what we're called to do? Really? Aren't we called by Jesus and the Scripture to be willing to be willing to cast our bread upon the waters, regardless? You know that the Scripture says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." And I think that often it would not be injustice to the Scriptures to also say, cast thy bread upon the waters and see. Cast and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. And of course, this doesn't just mean literal food. Just a short time later, we find that they faced something that stretched their faith a little bit further, a little something different with the wind and the waves. And the Scripture says that in the 52nd verse, "For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." It was blinded. It was not able to see. And I believe this morning the Lord wants us to be able to see. To recognize that He has ability to do for us that is far outside of what makes sense to our minds. The Lord isn't just limited to increasing loaves and fishes. But He's in the business of giving the increase to a heartfelt smile. A little bit of time to somebody that needs time. "Oh, I don't have much time. I'm really busy. I don't know how to fit it in." He's not asking you to get what you don't have. He just says, "Bring me what you do have. $20 bill? Money still helps in life." A note from the heart. Card of encouragement. And I'm not speaking of just walking by somebody without thought and without heart. Nothing wrong with this. "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. See you later. Have a good day." But Lord, help me to be intentional about, is there a sentence? Is there a word that I could bring to you to help feed the one that's hungry? Lord, give me wisdom to know how to do that. Did you know the Lord's still in the business of giving the increase to a short note, a heartfelt encouragement, a prayer offered up to the Lord from our hearts for somebody, a testimony from the heart that glorifies God with the intent of letting our light shine before men? And the list goes on and on and on. There are multitudes of hungry and fainting people in desert places all around us. And we are rich because we know Jesus. And He doesn't ask us, I repeat, to bring what we don't have. Just bring what you do have. I don't want to bury my talent. I don't want to bury my one talent. I don't want to bury the tail of a fish and say, it won't do any good. I want to be faithful so that when the Lord comes back, by the grace of God, I will have given what I was able to give, whether I thought it was going to make a difference or not, because it is not in us to give the increase. It's in the Lord's hands to give the increase. And what He tells us is, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, which often is extended to them in however large or small quantities you're able, that they may see your good works in a way that causes them to glorify our Father which is in heaven. And this account that we read this morning has some very valuable lessons, going all the way back to the mother that packed the little boy's lunch. Do you think that mother had any idea that her faithfulness to her child that morning was going to feed the multitudes? No. I want to encourage the mothers here this morning in that. Sometimes you feel like, all I do is get up in the morning and I do this same thing and with these children in it. I'm not able to get out of the house and I hear messages and hear things online and I have these thoughts about I need to go out into all the world and do all these great things and I feel like that all the time I have is to survive here at home just doing what I can with my children. Faithfulness of that mother that day to her child ended up feeding the multitudes because the Lord gave the increase to her faithfulness. Mothers this morning, be encouraged. The Lord knows how to use those seeds that you're planting. Times down the road, the Lord is able to take those things, give the increase in ways that you never imagined. Stay true. The children are your highest priority. Your mission field is right in your living room at this season of life. We learn from this story of the importance of being willing. The boy that was willing. Here's what I have. Not much, but I'm willing. I want to get the message from that, and I want to be willing. That even if I have just a little, then I'm willing. And we find out what happens when there are those that remain faithful to what they know to do is right and continue to do it, regardless of how big of an impact they think it's going to have. We find a lesson in the importance of being willing. And that when you put faithfulness and willingness together, regardless, the Lord is able to give the increase and feed to the point of filling. It's not about so much what you have and how much you have, but are you willing to give it into the hands of the Lord that He might give the increase? This morning, let's be challenged and encouraged to rise up with courage, even if we feel like we just have a little bit. Pass through that door with faith and willingness and saying, Lord, I'm willing. Lord, here it is. And trust the Lord to give the increase, not just to other people, but for our own souls. For Jesus said something very personal. He said, you give them to eat. And I'll take care of the filling part. You give to eat, I'll take care of being the being filled part. I want to be true this morning. Let's be encouraged in our souls to be faithful. Amen.